One of the guys that we've had on since day one, before this winning streak ever even began, Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians, and his appearances are brought to you by Avon Brewing Company and Grill. Joel, I would imagine things are pretty fun this time of year in Tribe Town. What do you say?
Yeah, Andy, things are, you know, this kind of run presents a lot of great challenges for you, from media attention to media credential requests to, you know, fans being excited to a lot of great opportunities for organization to shine and to highlight all that's good with Cleveland Indians.
I want to ask you how things have changed for you in particular on the social media front during this incredible winning streak. Look, when things are going wrong, sometimes that can present a little bit of a challenge, just because when things are going wrong, people just seem to pile on. But having witnessed what you guys have done, and you've done some remarkable things, there's no question about that. How have things changed for you and I guess everybody on your team working on the social media platforms during this incredible winning streak?
Yeah, Andy, we look at it as a great opportunity. So, you know, I feel like we have a great, you know, reputation on social. And so me and my team kind of look at it as an opportunity to highlight our work, to shine. So, you know, you've probably noted, you know, we've added W's to our bio. We've changed our bio now. It's just a single W since 21. And we've, you know, had a GIF after every game that sort of counts up to 21 or whatever the number is, with uniform numbers of our guys. And you know, we've changed our AVI every day to that number and stuff like that. So we've looked at it as a way to showcase our work, to highlight our creativity. And so we think it's gone great so far. We've got one thing, you know, pregame tonight that you'll love once you see it. Again, just a way to highlight our team's creativity. And again, like last year's playoff run did, this attention that this sort of thing brings to us, to our organization, gives us a great opportunity to shine a light on maybe some things that people don't, you know a lot about, like our community work, like our, you know, like our season ticket plans and that sort of thing. So all good problems to have, and we're very excited about it.
There's a lot to be excited about, because as we've continued to mention throughout the course of this streak, as a Tribe fan, just sit back and enjoy this, because you may never see anything even remotely close to this ever again in your life. This is something that I think, if we look back at the history books, you know, you're beginning to see some of these records pop up that they're breaking or that they've tied over the past 100 years. It is just incredible. And Joel, I think what is even more impressive is that people are really beginning to follow this, and people are really beginning to notice. And I want to get into that breakdown of the attendance figures and the television ratings. You had sent out an email this morning, and some of these numbers just blew me away. Now, television ratings can be a little bit confusing, so I want to give you a chance here to explain just how impressive the television rating numbers have been over the last few days.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it right now. So let's see. Tuesday's game drew a 16.7 rating. And so you're right. Ratings can be a little confusing, so I'll just provide context. So 16.7 rating on Tuesday night. Our season average through August 31st was 8. So essentially we doubled our season average on Tuesday night. Yesterday, Andy, you know, typically TV ratings go down for day games. That's why our TV partner, you know, asks us to, you know, respect them. And, you know, so we attempt to limit the number of day games we play during the week because of that, you know, very, you know, real factor. We drew a 9. So our season average through August 31st was 8. We drew a 9 yesterday's game. Comparing that, our September 1st day game in Detroit, which was relatively early on the streak, drew a 4.2. So we've doubled that in about 3 weeks. So the numbers are just staggering, and those TV ratings will continue to go up. As far as attendance goes, Andy, Tuesday and Wednesday, yesterday and Tuesday, were our two highest day of sales games this year. So yesterday, for a noon game, Andy, we sold 5,400 tickets just yesterday for yesterday's game. Tuesday night, we sold 4,500 tickets for Tuesday's game that day, and that was a 7 p.m. game. So we're at about 30,000. I can check actually right now. We're on the phone in front of my laptop, but we're at about 30,000 for tonight. We're over 30 for tomorrow. We're right at about 30 for Saturday, and we're about 27 for Sunday. So all great things. I mean, look, for a Wednesday day game in September, Tuesday night in September, Thursday night in September, These are games that in past years, and as you know, have drawn 15,000, you know, and we're looking to double that. So Terry just said in his media availability that if this doesn't, you know, he's all about focusing on the day, but he did recognize that if this does anything, if it shines a light on Cleveland, then he's all for it, and that's what it's doing.
Joel, in these last few games, what's the atmosphere been like? I mean, I'd have to imagine it's pretty amazing for regular season games over there.
Yeah, it's been crazy. You know, our social, you know, we take our social interactions, we measure those, and you know, those are off the charts. Like I said, yesterday, Wednesday afternoon in September, we had 30,000 in the house, and that was an exciting game. You know, in the ninth inning, Cody Allen's getting ready to close it out, 30,000. Usually, you know, maybe those day game crowds are usually maybe a little sleepy. You know, mm-hmm. It's not the same as a Friday night where people have had a chance to, you know, get riled up a little bit. But yesterday's crowd was incredible, and it's just a great time right now to be at the ballpark. So again, you know, I just mentioned sort of what we had sold for tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. If you're looking for tickets and want to be a part of this, I mean, you know, theoretically we could clinch this weekend, guys. Our magic number is 4. So if you're listening and want to be a part of it, I highly recommend not waiting because we could be looking at more sellouts this weekend. So innings.com for those tickets.
Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Joel's appearances are brought to you by Avon Brewing Company and Grill, located at the historic building on the corner of 611 and Detroit in Avon's French Creek District. I'm hoping to see you on Saturday. I'm going to the game. Can you put a good word in to maybe have those guys pump the brakes, maybe just a smidge, just so that I can see an AL Central celebration on Saturday? Any way you can put a good word in for me?
My value or my role in the organization apparently has been extremely overstated if you think I have control over that. But that would be great. We would love to do it. Listen, we want to do it here, right? I mean, hopefully we will. Look, if we continue this streak to 25 on Sunday, we're going to, because that's all we need to do it. But, you know, we want to do it here. I mean, we go to the West Coast next week, so, you know, those games are at 10 p.m. local time. So we don't want to do it. We don't want to clinch then. We want to be able to make sure our fans can take part in it. So hopefully we can finish it off. And if we need maybe a little help from the Twins losing one or two games, that'd be fine too. But, again, we want to do it here. And what a great scene that would be. Remember, we've talked about this last year. Detroit, Boston, and Toronto, we all did on the road. So we want to do one here to have our fans be able to partake in the celebration.
No question about that. Now, I've seen some of the things that you put out there in social media. Yesterday, you were out there, and you just kind of pulled your phone out, and you kind of took a video, and you just titled it History. That was the caption you put on there. Of all the things that you're doing, you get into these big moments, and, like, for you, you're working. You know, the average fan's going down there, they're celebrating, they're going wild, they're having a great time. You're working, though. So, you know what I mean? You've got to actually adhere to some degree of professionalism, but when you're out there doing that, do you ever kind of get caught up in that moment? For example, yesterday, when you were out there behind home plate and you're getting a quick video, just kind of getting a quick little panoramic going from the video board, left field foul pole to the right field foul pole, capturing the atmosphere, you kind of get caught up in that?
Yeah, I mean, I learned my lesson last year. To be honest, I don't think I took in enough. This is just me personally speaking, but I don't think I took in enough of our run last year. You know, I was in Boston for that. I was in Detroit for the clinch, and obviously the World Series was awesome. But, you know, I don't think I took enough time for myself to just sort of sit back and take it in. You know, I was working and a lot going on. But so this year I promised myself that if we had this opportunity again, if we were lucky enough to go through this again, that I'd try to take it in a little bit more. So yesterday, you know, we took that video, and, you know, you witness this stuff and you witness what our guys are doing, and it's easy to kind of take it for granted. So my goal this year and my goal for my team this year is to make sure that we don't take it for granted, that we enjoy it, that we enjoy the ride. Because, look, you know, like last year showed, Andy, you know, you're not guaranteed anything, right? We thought, you know, frankly, we're up 3-1. We thought we were going to win. We didn't do it. So, and you, listen, this year we weren't guaranteed to do this. We weren't guaranteed to get back. So you got to enjoy the good times when they're here, and hopefully I can do a little bit better job of that this year.
Well, I think you kind of soaked it in last year when Corey Kluber destroyed you with champagne after one of the celebrations. God, that was so fun to watch on TV. Yeah, I'm sitting there with my girlfriend watching that. She says, wait a minute, isn't that Joel? Are they dumping champagne on him? And they were. It was hilarious. I thought that was fantastic. You put something on Twitter out a little bit earlier today, and I want you to retell this story about how you ran into a gentleman from Missouri who has come all the way over to Cleveland. He's not even a huge baseball fan, but he realizes how much history he'll get a chance to witness here. I just want to give you a chance to retell that story.
Yeah, so, you know, I was popping out of my office to go do a quick TV spot with one of our local stations. And, you know, they, of course, were looking for fans to talk to about the excitement, that sort of thing. So they're posted up outside of our ticket windows. And they just happened upon this guy while I was standing there that, you know, are you excited? You know, what's this like for fans? And this is so cool. And so, you know, he just sort of volunteered the info that, look, I'm not even from Cleveland. I'm not even an Indians fan, but I drove 13 hours from Missouri to take this in. I'm a baseball fan. This is baseball history. So I thought that was pretty cool, you know. And somebody asked me earlier, you know, what do you hope that this is doing for you? Well, you know, I think our diehards are always going to be there. Hopefully something like this does a couple more things. You know, it captures some of the attention of maybe some of our casual fans who, you know, maybe some of our summer weekend fans. It's easy to come to games in summer weekends. So hopefully we can bring them back, you know, as we get closer to clinch and during this streak. And like Tito said earlier, hopefully this is painting a great picture of the city of Cleveland. You know, it's been a great couple years between us and the Cavs and everything that's going on in Cleveland. And hopefully we can continue to shine that spotlight on our city, you know, as we go through hopefully a long postseason run this season.
Joel, we talked a little bit about postseason awards last week. With the streak going on now, I would think it draws more attention to everything Jose Ramirez has done this year as he continues to make that run for a possible AL MVP. What Corey Kluber's doing now in the Cy Young Award. I don't know if you've heard from reporters around the league, the guys who get to vote on stuff like that, but in your eyes, is it starting to draw a little more attention to those guys and giving them a little more recognition?
You know, I think for Jose's case, I think it might be doing, you know, shining more of a spotlight on him. You know, he's been hot during this stretch. Mm-hmm. And he's had some great moments. You know, he had two homers. I think that one road trip we had, he hit like five homers in a span of 3 days and homered from both sides of the plate in two games in 3 days, that sort of thing. So hopefully for him, it's shine a little bit of a spotlight on him. And Corey, I think Corey's is a known commodity. So I don't think he needs more attention on him. I think his numbers speak for themselves. And I think, he shut out the Tigers the other night, and I think his numbers and his performance are speaking for themselves. And he has been on an incredible role, and we think and hope that writers will see his dominance and see what we've done to Chris Sale a little bit, who's having a great year. This is not a knock on Chris Sale. This is more of a Corey Kluber, we think, is just maybe a little bit better. So anything that helps their cases is great, and I think this maybe naturally shines a little bit more of a spotlight on him, but I think Corey at this point is people know what he's all about, so hopefully sure. that helps him down the road.
We're talking with Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. His appearances are brought to you by Avon Brewing Company. Well, a lot of times when we talk to you, we are typically during the middle of a homestand asking you what kinds of promotions are coming up this weekend. We don't even need to discuss that because you guys are almost sold out for every single game heading into the weekend.
Sure.
So we'll go ahead and bypass that. But you guys are doing something pretty cool tomorrow night, Hispanic Heritage Night. What are the details on that tomorrow night?
Yep, this is part of MLB's broader efforts to highlight the incredible influence that Hispanic players have in our game. So you think about our roster. We have 13 players on our roster who are of Hispanic descent. So, and it's not, the 40th guy. It's Jose Ramirez and Francisco and Edwin and Carlos Carrasco and Danny Salazar and all these guys. So we have expanded this, hopefully, and continue to where, we have a big group sale from our Hispanic community coming. We'll highlight our players' favorite music, our Hispanic players' favorite music before and during the game. And our players will wear Ponle Acento shirts, which put an accent on it, is what that translates to. And that is supposed to sort of highlight, you know, Jose Ramirez has an accent on the I in his name, and Edwin has an accent in his name. So kind of highlights the individual identity that they have with their unique names and their heritage and that sort of thing. So happy to do it. Looking forward to it. Again, Hispanic players and Spanish-speaking players have a huge impact on our game. And again, Jose Ramirez is one of the best players in the game, and we have some of the best Hispanic players in the game on our roster. So looking forward to highlighting their backgrounds tomorrow night at the ballpark.
Outstanding stuff. Joel, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. I know these days you are a very busy man, especially in the middle of this streak. So we always appreciate you making time for us, and we look forward to doing it again next week.
Guys, have a great day.
You too. Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.